Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott from SellerSEO.com. And today I'm going to do a quick live about suspensions. So if you've been around in the Amazon groups the last few days, you've been seeing a lot of talk about people getting suspended, and there's a lot of guessing and people throwing around a lot of things without being factual based at all. So let me go over that really quick. Give me a moment here to let maybe a couple more people jump on, and I'm also going to share this video with a few of my groups and things like that. So give me a minute, and once we get that going, then I will go into the nitty gritty of what is going on here. So, all right. I think Facebook these days is just adding more and more because every time I try to use it, I can hear my computer spin up, my CPU spin up. So, all right, let me do one more share and then we will be good to go. So if you're not yet in the Amazon FBA Titans group, definitely suggest you guys jump in there. I share a lot of this stuff in there. Sometimes I only share stuff in there. So definitely, if you get a chance, go jump in there, join up. Highly suggest it. We also help you guys out with all kinds of questions, things like that. It's one of the more active groups. If you go into some of the other ones, they might be a lot larger than ours, but you might not get some, actual good answers. So just a suggestion. And all right, let me share this and then we're done and we're going to get going here. I have too many pages. I got to scroll through them all. All right. We are up and running. Okay. So if you've been in, a bunch of groups, I'm not going to mention any groups because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. It's not the group's fault. But if you've been in some of the other larger Amazon FBA groups, there's a lot of people saying hey, I've been suspended. And then they show an email about, rank manipulation and things like that. But so far we haven't had anybody who, once the data actually comes out, once it comes out, what actually happened, it turns out that people were doing, discounts, generally really high, discounts, 90% plus. And then they were also doing follow-up, messages to try to ask for reviews. Now, the policy of not combining discounts with review asks have been around for a really, really long time. I think it's been almost 2 years now, I think, since they did that policy. So it's surprising to me that people are thinking that they're getting suspended for using things like two-step URLs or driving offsite traffic, things like that. What you need to realize is get the whole story. When you see things like that in groups, make sure you question the author and ask them if they're doing any type of review asks. Everybody always asks me number one, why don't you guys do, a review, email follow-up, in seller SEO. One of the main reasons why I don't, because I'm an Amazon seller myself, we sell 7 figures every year. We've been doing this since 2013, a really, really long time. Whenever I do something on Amazon, whenever I utilize tools or things like that, I always go to, and Amazon feels the same way for a lot of the ways they do things, is how would the customer feel about that experience? I know me personally, I shop on Amazon a ton. I'm probably, in the top 5% of Amazon shoppers, I would guess. We're constantly getting Amazon boxes every day. But that being said, I constantly get those emails, like the follow-up emails, like, hey, review our product. And it just drives me insane. It drives me nuts. So I go back to, you know, customer experience. Would, you know, if I hate getting those, you know, those emails, then I'm sure all of my customers would hate getting those emails as well. So I don't do them. Now people are like, well, how do you get reviews? Well, there's a couple of different ways that I get reviews. I'm a high volume seller and I have some money that I'm able to put behind my launches. So it's a little bit different if you're a smaller seller just starting out. I know that, you know, it is sometimes really hard to get those first couple of reviews. But what you have to think about is there's a couple of things you want to do. Number one, product inserts. I know that the conversion rate's probably pretty low on those. But you have to look at the customer, you know, how does the customer feel about that? It's very unintrusive, you know, and they can, if they don't want it, they can toss it. But if they really love their product, your product, they can go and leave a review, or if there's an issue, they can contact you. So it's always good to do a product insert. Something else we always do now is the early reviewer program. We sign up for that. I think it's like $65. Now a lot of people say that takes a while, and it does. So you have to go for a volume play. So what we normally do is a really aggressive PPC in the first couple of weeks. We do discounts and things like that. But we never, ever send like follow-up emails asking for reviews, especially because when we're launching, we are using promotions and discounts. Not only that, but like I said, it's a bad experience. So we don't do those. So what I would suggest in this day and age and this climate, I would say rather than going away from the promotions and things like that, because we know that actually works. And my whole thing is like, they're like, you know, they make the argument like, well, Amazon doesn't want you to do, you know, 80% off, 90% off, whatever. My retort to that is, if that's the case, why is that option still available on the Amazon platform? Why can you still go in and, you know, create a promotion at 90% off? The reason is because Amazon knows that that drives new customers to the platform, and they know, and they don't mind if you do that. They just don't want you to abuse that and then combine it with reviews as well. If a customer is getting any kind of kickback, throwback, whether it's rebates, whether it's, you know, follow-up emails, anything tied to a review or any type of feedback, you know, that's what's going to get you in trouble. So to me, the smarter thing to do is, like I said, you know, stick to things that are going to be above board and, you know, things that aren't going to, you know, make you worry about getting suspended. Now, with all that being said, you know, Amazon could change something, who knows, and say all of a sudden that like, oh, you know, giving a large promotion is no longer okay. Something like that. I mean, I can't tell you 100%, like you're not going to get suspended if you do this or this, but that's true for anything on Amazon because those TOSs are so written so ambiguous and so open to interpretation. What I do a lot of times, if I go to the TOS and I'm like, I'm not sure on something and people think I'm crazy, like, oh, you're opening yourself up for trouble. But what I do is I just email Amazon. I go, hey, I'm doing this. You know, would this be considered against TOS? Like my product insert. When I did that product insert, I created a ticket. I literally attached my product insert. I said, hey, Amazon, is this okay? Like, this is the language I'm using. This is what I'm asking. They replied with, hey, that's awesome. Thanks for being such a great seller and taking care of the customer. So ask Amazon if you're unsure. You know, if you know that you're doing something that's against TOS or sketchy, then I wouldn't say don't do that because you actually might get yourself in trouble. So Michael, you know, I would absolutely turn off email campaigns if you're running discounts for, you know, any products, because especially if it's automated, those customers might get sucked into that follow-up email. And then all of a sudden now you're sending emails asking for reviews to people you gave a discount to, which is completely against TOS. It has been for a while now. Like I said, I don't use follow-up emails at all. So I don't ever have to worry about that. But you know, if you're convinced that they work and you need them, then yes, I would highly suggest if you're doing a launch or something that, you know, one of those customers, or maybe a customer buys one of your, like one product here and buys another one of your products. So it's the same order. So they might get sucked into that automation that way as well. I would also avoid that because you're just running a big risk, you know, about, you know, getting caught up in that snafu and possibly getting your accounts suspended. Michael's asking, what is a two-step URL? That's a whole large conversation, Michael. But the gist of it is including keywords in a link that you're sending people from off of Amazon to Amazon in order to try to rank for those keywords. Story about suspension due to RA type activity. Imran is asking about retail arbitrage for suspensions. As I tell everyone, I'm sorry, I'm not a retail arbitrage person. I did a little bit of it in the past on my very early in my e-commerce career when I was like 18 years old. I don't do retail arbitrage. To me, the amount of work versus risk and reward is not there. I know somebody, some other sellers do it and make a ton of money off of it. Good for them. Fantastic. But that's just not my wheelhouse. And so I don't want to really give you much information on that because it's not my expertise. Yeah, absolutely, Michael. My pleasure. So yeah, guys. So remember this, for launches, what we do now is, we might do some promotions, but honestly, what we've really ended up doing more than anything now is super aggressive PPC. And then running, offsite traffic. We use our Traffic Titan tool on Seller SEO, which automates, building those campaigns for you. If you want to do it manually, you can of course do that. But we really, we really want to streamline the process, and we kind of step you through on that tool on how to send traffic to Amazon to actually get it to help you rank and things like that. So highly suggest that. Michael's asking, what about Facebook chatbots targeted to past purchasers asking for reviews? So Michael, once again, that's really going to, that's really hard because once you bring automation into it, if that person, bought a product, two months ago, into the fray, like in other words, they bought your product and got into your funnel, into your, chat flow, 2 months ago. But you sold them a discounted product and now they get a thing that says, hey, you've bought a product from us before. Can you leave a review? You can still easily get caught up in that snafu. That's why for me, like asking for reviews after the fact, unless you're being really, really good about segmenting those customers. In other words, if you know absolutely that customer has been given a discount before, so exclude them from any type of review ask. Unless you're doing that, I would be really, really careful about how to do that. Michael's asking, but I understand two-step URL is not Amazon TOS conform, right? There's a lot of debate there. In my experience, I don't see that. What I'm seeing is those URLs combined with things like bots or emails following up to those customers who got a discount using those two-step URLs and asking for reviews after the fact. Like I said, not to say that they can't come back, a week from now and start suspending people for using two-step URLs. But in a lot of these cases, also you have to use common sense. If you're, if you're doing stuff that is, kind of shady, then of course you might get, you might get into Amazon's crosshairs. That being said, we use two-step URLs quite frequently. And the way that the TOS is written, there's no, there's nothing in there. Now there are lots of different types of two-step URLs also. So make sure that you're clear on those. There's some software and things like that kind of fake the URL and make it seem like the customer is actually searching through the search box and then getting results and then clicking on the results. Those are that gets really complex, but it's using code to jump through hoops to make that customer look like they've done a real customer journey through Amazon to get to that product. I can't speak for those types of URLs. I don't use those and I don't know, I've never tested that type of setup. I know that, like I said, some companies use it. I'm not sure that you'll have to ask them if they've tested it. I haven't heard of anything like that getting people suspended unless it's combined with reviews. But once again, I can't speak to them because I don't use them and I'm not familiar with the way that they're doing them. So if you're using a company that generates two-step URLs, that's definitely something you'd want to talk to them about. Andrea, am I going to Seattle in May for the Empower meeting? I don't think so. I've got so much going on right now. We're trying to sell a house, buy a house. I'm speaking in a conference, in July in the Midwest Ecom conference. I'm going to SellerCon in Las Vegas in, I believe it's June, the end of June or around there. So yeah, if any of you guys want to meet me, I'll be there. I'll try to make sure that, I post hey, meet me at this restaurant at this time for happy hour or whatever. We may end up doing an event. I'm not sure. Yeah, I've got too much stuff going on right now. So I'm not sure if I'll make it, Andrea. If I do, I'll of course let people know so you guys can try to meet up. All right, guys, I think that's about it. Covering the suspensions and things like that. Once again, just do your due diligence. The other thing, one other quick thing I wanted to mention. So I talked to a former Amazon account manager who kind of moved from my PPC account management to, he's now on the Prime Lightning deal side of things. And so he's, I had a call with him the other day, and I sort of asked him about this because, you know, I've been seeing all this thing. And I asked him, I said, hey, is Amazon suspending people for giving 90% off promotions? He kind of giggled. He said, you know, no, we're not doing that. You know, and then I said, you know, like give me some, like, why are people getting suspended? He's like, you know, of course, you know, we don't talk to each other in different departments and stuff. But, you know, he made it seem like, you know, the way that it's really happening now is the ask for reviews. And then, like, you know, if you're doing really aggressive promotion. So, like, if you're doing 90% off and giving away like 200 codes a day, you might raise some eyebrows at Amazon. You know, if you're doing, you know, 5, 10, 20, you know, depending on the product, I don't think you're going to run into any trouble. Once again, I can't guarantee that. The way that Amazon works, it's all up to interpretation to them. And it really depends on what they're targeting, what they're going after. I know that they're really, really aggressive right now on cracking down on, you know, anything that they feel like is kind of like cheating the system, especially for, you know, foreign sellers, especially some of these sellers from foreign countries that are really manipulating the search results and product pages and hijacking and all those kinds of things. I know that that's really, really where they're, you know, they're pointing a lot of their efforts to. But that being said, they do this cycle once a year, especially like in the springtime. They have this, I picture like, you know, some guy at Amazon HQ that says, okay, you know, this year, you know, from during the springtime, happy Easter, we're going to be going after these issues on Amazon. And then they just hit it really, really hard. A lot of sellers get caught up in it because of the ambiguity. But, you know, it's one of those things where after the storm kind of settles, then it depends on where they go. Maybe new terms of service come out, or, you know, I think what they do is once they start doing this, they process the data, they process, you know, people giving feedback, you know, when they get suspended, and, you know, that they're, you know, when they give back their suspension letters, like, hey, this is what I did. You know, why did I do wrong? I think they track all those interactions, and then they go back and probably write some new TOS or change something. So once again, that's, you know, something that you really want to, you know, stay up on. As for me, I haven't changed. For me, it's business as usual. But like I said, I don't do follow-up emails or follow-up chatbot review asks. If you're doing that, those are something I'd really kind of, you know, really look into a little bit more to make sure that you're not asking for reviews when you've given those customers discounts. Andrea, I'm not speaking at SellerCon. I've not been asked. If they want to ask me to, fine. But I will be there, and it's a great event. There's usually, you know, a ton of Amazon, you know, providers, you know, software providers, and kind of thought leaders on a lot of different things at SellerCon. Generally, the information provided there is, you know, stuff that I've already known or things like that. So, you know, the instruction part for me is not much value. It's the networking, you know, meeting all of you guys, things like that. Is the fun part. So I'll definitely be at SellerCon. I really wish they would do it somewhere besides Las Vegas. I really hope those guys are from Austin. I hope someday that they do it in Austin, because I've never been to Austin yet. It's on my to-do list, but that's where I really hope that that they do one of these conferences soon, would be in Austin, because that would be epic. All right, guys, if nobody else has any questions, is Seller SEO fully workable for Europe? We did roll out Europe for majority of the tools. We're still kind of working out kinks here and there, but it is definitely workable. We do offer a 30-day trial, so go in there and give it a try. And you know, if it doesn't work, you can always cancel and you know, and then you try it. You know, if it's not working for you for what we currently have released, then you can always come back in a month or two when we turn some more dials. But from what I've heard, from feedback from some people in Europe that have been using it, they definitely think it's working well. So definitely give it a try. All right, guys, happy Monday. As you know, we do Seller Roundtable every Tuesday. If you guys haven't joined us before, if you go to sellerseo.com/SRT, it's a free coaching and kind of podcast that we do every week. It's kind of a different spin. Like, we do a podcast and video, but we also, it's live. So we really get some cool interactions with you guys. Normally I do it with Amy Weiss from Amazing at Home. She is currently in China right now learning a lot of cool stuff. So I'm excited for her to get back and share on some of the episodes. I think we'll probably just do like an interview episode with her on what she learned and what, you know, what she saw at Canton Fair. So that should be really, really awesome. It's completely free. We don't charge anything. You know, we're here to help you guys kind of, you know, navigate Amazon, because we all started somewhere. And, you know, if we can help you guys out, that's part of the fun. We're also on all the major podcasting platforms. So if you're driving home from work or whatever, we're on iTunes, you know, Google, Stitcher, like all those. You just search Seller Roundtable and you can find us and watch the episodes there. All right, guys, if there is no more questions, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific time, I think it's GMT minus 7 now, Pacific time. So we're on Amazon time, Amazon and Google time. that's the easiest way to think about it. So if you can join us tomorrow, that'd be great, and have your questions ready. And looks like we are, that's it. All right, guys. Yeah. And if you can, if you do listen on those podcasts, things like that, even on this live, if you can comment or like that, I really appreciate that. Hopefully that's not too big of an ask for the stuff that we give you. But if it is, then just ignore it. All right, guys. Take care. Happy Monday. Cheers.